We didn't have no such thing as a living room. It was all bedrooms and the kitchen. There was no dining room. We had three bedrooms. And what most people would have called our living room, we had two full-size beds in it. But that wasn't nearly enough. I can remember going to meeting one night. We walked from North Canton Village, now it's not far, to town, and then what they call Happy Holler to a revival meeting one night. I went with, I can't remember the girl's names. I went with some of my friends, and one of them was and when I got back home, I didn't see no place to sleep. They'd all done, you know, went to bed, and so I just got me a quilt and a bedspread, and I made me just an individual pallet to sleep on. But every night it was the same thing. It's just a pallet from one door to the next. And what I mean, what furniture she had was stored. Now, they've got the four-roomed houses, has two bathrooms, one on each side and a little back porch. Well, what furniture she had was stored on that back porch and in that bathroom, and we had one bathroom to use in all that bigger family. A lot of people, it just looks unreasonable. They wouldn't believe it, but it's true.
Well, let me ask you, if you'd had a bathroom outside, away from the house.
Oh, yeah, we had them until we moved to Kent. We didn't have an inside bathroom.
What did you call that?
Let's see, I guess we called it a toilet.
Okay, you didn't have other names?
No, I guess it was just a toilet. A lot of people call it outhouses, but...
Uh-huh. Did you have any sort of name that you might have used if you were joking about it?
Privy.
Privy?
Yeah, Privy.
Mm-hmm. You said you had two fireplaces
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Yeah.
What's the area that you have in front of the fireplace? It's usually brick built, out from the fireplace on the floor?
What they call a hearth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as wide as country fireplace, a lot of them's built out of rock, mud. Well, just the old field rock that made the hearth out far enough to where fire wouldn't roll out on the floor, and it did sometimes. It'd be, you know, burnt spots. But there wasn't no such thing in the houses that I grew up in. It was big old brick pretties built up, you know, like they do now with the brick and all. It was just, most of them was rock. In fact, after a while, when we get outside, I'll show you some rock at our patio that came from the fireplace at one house I lived in and that I played. It was under the edge of the porch, and I played on them rocks a lot. And so then Joe went up there after we started building that and gathered some of the rocks and all to put in our patio.
Would you call the kind of chimney that they have at the cotton mill or the factory, does that have a different name from the chimney in the house?
In the mill, they call it smokestack at the mill. Mm-hmm.
Something made out of iron.
Well, a lot of people had them, called them fire dogs. But you know what we had? We had stones that raised the first few sticks up off the rocks so you could get it started. I don't believe I ever seen what they call fire dogs till after we moved to Canton. And you know, a lot of people, well, the what they used at Canton was grates, but we didn't have no such as that. It was just a plain old big, huge fireplace where you'd put big back logs, they call them, and just logs in there and burn. And we just had big rocks that we laid our wood across.